Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked.
Welcome back to Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you about books we'd like to recommend.
And I am so excited to bring Lisa back for another romance
Yay!
Review. But this is not just any romance.
Oh, no.
This is Undercover Bromance.
Undercover Bromance.
So what made you pick up this book? I know what would make me pick up this book, but what made you pick it up?
You know, I walked by it, and I walked by it quite a few times, and I was like, should I read it? And I was like, you know what? I had nothing to read. I was burned out with the other books. I said, I'm just going to take it. So it was there. I took it and I loved it. It is so funny. It's a quick read. So it's nothing, you know, like you're going to spend so much time on it. It's very quick. It's a funny story. Well, it says it all in the cover, Undercover Bromance. So there's a group of guys. And when I say guys, I mean, they're NFL players, hockey players, baseball players, and owner of a bunch of clubs. They joined a book club, and it was actually a wife of one of the players that named it the Bromance Club. And they're like, what? We like that, the Bromance Club. So these guys read romance novels, and they pretty much follow what the romance novels say.
So they read it like a self-help, almost.
Kind of like self-help. So Braden Mack, he's the one that owns some business clubs. He pretty much lives by these books.
He tries
to help all his friends. Oh, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do. So finally, well, before I go into anything, there's actually a book before this one.
Yes. And what was it called?
That one is called Bromance Book Club.
Oh, okay.
That's where they got the bromance name from. And it, two other characters that are in this book as well. But the characters in this book, if you read the first one, you'll get to know a little bit more about them. So it's Braden and Liv. So Braden, you know, he's always telling the guys, oh, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do, because he lives by these books. So right now they're going into a bookstore to pick their book, and they decided on a suspense, romance suspense. So Braden, he feels like he's the ladies' man. He doesn't have any problems. But lately, a girlfriend, broke up with him or just left him. And he didn't know how to feel about that. Because, you know, he's the one that knows everything about women.
He studied them.
So he pretty much, that's the books, that's where he got everything from. So he takes his girlfriend or his friend to a restaurant. And, you know, he has money. And they order this very expensive cupcake. So
does she think that he's going to propose? Because I feel like that's what happens.
No, actually.
Okay, good. Anytime someone orders expensive dessert.
So the pastry chef, which is the other character, Liv, you know, she's complaining like, this is ridiculous. Why is somebody going to waste all this money on a cupcake? It's just a cupcake, you know? So she works for this celebrity chef that has like his own show, you know, but he's a jerk. You know, and she's like, I got to get away from him. People don't like him. But when he's in front of, you know, the audience or all his customers, he's like a different guy.
Yeah.
So he tells her, hey, you know, we have someone special. They want the Sultan cupcake. You know, let's bring it out, you know. So she ends up bringing it out. And actually, she recognizes Braden, which is her sister's husband's one of his friends.
Okay.
She was like, in her head, she's like, oh my God, you read books. You read romance novels.
You read books.
Now, Liv is totally different. Liv and her sister grew up hating men. Mm-hmm. So they don't have a lot of hope for love and stuff like that. In the first book, her sister finds it, and, you know, there was problems. But Liv, she's like, nope, not going to do it. They're not worth it. You know, no, my dad wasn't there. He wasn't there. Nobody was there. So no. So when she sees Braden, she's like, oh my God, not this guy. So he's like, hey, Liv, something happened in the restaurant. She gets fired.
Did she make the cupcake wrong?
That's what you would think. So she gets fired. So when she was going to go talk to her boss, she found him sexually harassing one of his employees. So she was like, oh no, you know, I'm going to take him down. You know, you're not going to do this to women and, you know, this and that. But he was like, you know, I'm going to make sure you never get a job anywhere in this state, in this country. He does. He makes it to where she can't get a job. So she has to get help. She wants help to try to take him down for the things that he's doing to women. So she has to go to Braden. All the guys decided, ooh, we're reading a book, you know, about trying to help somebody, you know, catch another person. So it's like, you know, you need to wear a wire, you need a top. You know? Oh my gosh. They're trying to set it up for her. But at the same time, they're trying to help Brayden and Liv get together. Mm-hmm. Because they feel that they're perfect for each other. You know, because now Brayden, you know, he's like getting lovesick and he doesn't know what's happening. And the guys are like, dude, do you not see what's happening? And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. He was like, you're going to get a girlfriend, you know? So this group, they're always betting. Like, for instance, I bet $500 in 2 weeks he's going to break up with his girlfriend. You know?
Oh, my gosh.
That's just the way they are. Now, there's other characters in the book. There's a hockey Russian player that has stomach issues. So it's really funny when they're trying to hide from somebody and he has a stomach problem. Yeah. There's some funny parts in this book. But all in all, the book is about Brayden trying to understand why women aren't sticking with him, even though he's been reading these books since he was little. You know, so he literally falls, you know, grabs a book and he's like, yep, this is what you're supposed to do. So it's just, I think it's cute the way the guys are like, you got to read the book. You got to understand the book. You know,
you can't just read it and take it at face value.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a quick read. Like I said, it's really funny. There's some like moments in there. You're like, aw, you know. So.
Mm-hmm. So the cover is adorable. Could you please go ahead and describe it for our listeners?
So the cover is of a man with sunglasses and a baseball cap reading The Protector.
And it kind of looks like that scene in spy movies where they're like hiding behind the newspaper.
Yes. Yeah, it's a really cute book.
It is, yeah. I remember walking past it a lot and being like, what is that about? Leslie and I were talking that we thought it was going to be about two best friends who fell in love.
I know, which would also be very cute.
Because it was undercover bromance, but it makes a lot of sense.
Exactly. I think that's one of the reasons I didn't grab it at first because I was like,
I don't know what this is about.
But I'm glad I did because it was a funny book.
So. Yes. I like also that it seems like all of the friends are kind of like the stereotypical nosy matchmakers.
Yes.
They're just like in the background like, yes, my machinations will pay off. We'll be beautiful together.
Because what's funny on this book, the first book, it's Brayden who's helping one of the characters in the first book, mm-hmm. which is Liv's sister's husband.
Yeah.
Them two. So he's over here, you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to read the book, you got to pay attention. But yet when it comes to his personal life, he's like, he doesn't understand what's going wrong.
So how do they decide on what romance novel to read as a group?
I think in the beginning, they just walk into a bookstore.
Oh, they just look and they're like, that one looks good.
They find it, yeah. And, you know, all these people are staring at them because they're big men, you know, and some of them are incognito, you know, so they don't want to be noticed because they're athletes or, you know, like him, he owns clubs. So they go in there and they just, because I think the first book was a historical romance.
Okay. So that's funny.
And I like the first book, the Bromance Book Club, because there was like little excerpts of the book.
Of the actual
reading.
Novel? So that's really cute.
Because he has to read it to understand what's going on, you know? So.
Oh, so his journey like in the first one kind of followed the journey of the historical novel?
Exactly. Oh, and then this one follows the suspense because they're trying to help Liv catch her boss. Mm-hmm. So it was good.
So since this is a romance novel, how spicy does it get?
You know, actually,
from sweet bell pepper to habanero.
Yeah.
Probably sweet bell pepper.
Okay.
Only maybe in between. I'm not going to say that it's not like.
Maybe like a poblano.
Spicy. Yeah, there you go. And it takes a while. It's like maybe the middle of the book before something even happens. But it's just so entertaining that you don't mind it.
Yeah,
you
know? Like the comedy aspect kind of just, fills the void.
Yeah, so I definitely recommend it.
Can you tell us about any of the other book club members?
See, so the first one is Gavin, which he's a base. There's actually two baseball players on there.
Stealing your heart.
Yeah. Gavin and Dale. And then there's the Russian hockey player. And then there's Noah, who is kind of like an IT whiz. So he's not really in the book club, but they use him.
Okay.
Because he's the one that can get into the computers and do this and do that.
They need a hacker.
So, and I believe the next book is about him.
Okay.
Oh, that's
going
to be cute.
One of Liv's friends. So it kind of stays in the family, you know?
Yeah.
So.
That makes the most sense because it's people that the people in the previous books have a vested interest in putting together as opposed to like, oh, a stranger walked past you on the street. She's perfect for you.
Well, and it's kind of a fun way to like thread different subgenres and romance together.
Yes.
Like a book club theme.
Yes.
So.
Which one, do you know what kind of, what like style of romance will be next?
Since the next one, it doesn't say.
Since they did historical and now thriller.
The girl character is, she owns her own bakery or restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And something happens, so she needs Noah's help.
Mm.
So they kind of meet in this book.
Okay.
But, you know, not really.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what kind of book they're going to read. So hopefully it's a fun one.
So what kind of reader would you recommend this for? And do you think this would appeal to traditionally like non-romance readers?
Oh, definitely. I think anybody who likes just romance in general.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you know, it was such a quick read and something just fun.
Well, like a good beach read. Yeah. Like if you just like a comedy, not necessarily just for the romance, but if you just like a funny book.
Exactly. Exactly.
Do you think a guy would like reading it?
My husband wouldn't. So I asked him if he wanted to and he said no.
Aww.
But I think seriously, I think a guy would probably find some of the male parts funny.
Yeah.
You know, just like the guy with the stomach issues and mm-hmm. things. I think they would laugh.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know. Maybe I'll do a poll.
All right. Well, thank you so much for bringing us a breezy, fun read, which seems to be in really high demand lately.
Yes, especially because we're getting into summer. We're getting into, like, chilling on the back porch with a nice, cool drink.
And this sounds like it would fit that bill perfectly.
Yes, it would.
And stay tuned next week for more fantastic book recommendations.
Bye.